It's been a little while since I've offered up a bonus treat for you supporters of Cassettes and Chocolate Milk, so I figured I'd make you a bonus episode of the Consequential Lyrics series. Now, for those of you who are unfamiliar with Consequential Lyrics, it's a project which seeks to explore the stories we attach to lyrics that sting us with their relevance. I've put together six shows focusing on the lyrical significance derived from my six favourite artists, but I also want to encourage you, my lovely listeners, to submit a voice recording of you talking about your own consequential lyric for the final fan episode. For details on how to contribute, head along to cassettesandchocolate.blogspot.com. This episode, being a bonus episode, is a little left of centre in that it looks at the significance derived from the lyricism of Roxette. Now, I can almost hear you cry, but Elle, surely there is no real depth or meaning in Roxette lyrics? Well, that's where you're wrong. And if you'll come with me for the next couple of songs, you'll see that we're not just dealing with innocuous Swedish synthpop here. We're dealing with smashed hearts. I once wrote that a major theme of Per Gessle's lyricism is this narrative, this idea that you ruined me, you absolutely ruined me, but I will live in hope that you will love me again someday. Now you know, you'll see this as a constantly recurring theme in his work. Sleeping Singer, which featured on their 1988 album Look Sharp, is so effective in that you get a sense of the physicality in that yearning, and that Marie's heart and her bed are reserved for that slight possibility that he might change his mind.
We'll be right back.
Another song that very effectively conveys this sense of yearning is the B-side to Joyride, Come Back Before You Leave. It sounds like more of a calculated appeal than anything else, referring to a certain chemistry that still seems to exist. It's also quite compelling in that regard, but even then it's not my favourite part of the song. I love the first few lines, never look back on a love affair, I never spent minutes on history, it made me sad, it made me so sad. And then Marie goes on to dwell upon reviving this old-time love affair in such a way that directly contradicts the premise set up in the first few lines of the song. It is just great. Of course, there's a suggestion in the bridge with Per's vocal that he did come back for a one-night thing, but it's still open-ended whether he'll leave for good and whether he'll break her heart again. In addition to loss and heartbreak, Purr has written a number of particularly moving pop songs about struggling with depression and supporting others with depression too. Songs like Silver Blue and Run To You really convey the importance of support and connection in recovery. And while you might think that having all these songs about depression might be a real downer, it actually comes across as being quite hopeful and empowering. This demo, I do believe, was never reworked for any Roxette album as such, but it remains to be one of my favourite Roxette songs. As those who know me know that I love the nightlife, I appreciate that much of the action of this song takes place in the middle of the night. However, it is this sort of nighttime living which means that the lonely protagonist is unable to reach out and explain what's going on in his heart and head. Those lines in the chorus, "I do believe when I close my eyes no one can see me," is really terribly sad in that it reflects this impossible wish not to be perceived and not to be judged.
Something woke me up in the middle of the night. I never ever felt so lonely. I thought about giving you a call, but it was 5:30. Got out of bed, walked through the room to the window. I saw 27 blocks still sleeping. Call to get it off my mind. I do believe when I close my eyes no one can see me. I do believe when I close my eyes no one can see me. Some days are definitely better than others. Some got a flair so tragic. You were here to be near to help me through the night. But then again, I gotta carry on among the living. I leave this world with battles behind me. Watching you sleep only keeps the blur in my sight.
A song that I always love but only ever appeared on the cassette version of Look Sharp is I Could Never Give You Up. It's a really interesting song in that its meaning has evolved in all the years that I've known it. It was once easy to get distracted by the 80s pop metaphors, following moons and carrying hearts, but for me it's really a song about loving someone whose heart is lost to another. Again, there's this sadness about it, that this girl is so preoccupied with her own grief that she cannot begin to appreciate the support that is offered to her right now. But then I wonder, is this guy being friend-zoned? While we're still in the realms of demos and rarities, it's difficult to go past Love Spins, a track Per wrote for the Swedish group The Husbands in 1990. It features perhaps my favourite Per Gessle lyrical metaphor, the heart being run over by a runaway train, which is an expression he uses for at least two other Roxette songs. But seriously though, Love Spins deals with various agonies of the heart, silence, doubt and hope. There's never any assurance that he'll ever know what she's doing, or indeed whether she ever intends on coming back to him. There is no sense of resolution in the song, but that's the interesting thing about it, because that lack of certainty is what this song is all about. The wonderful thing about the songs of Per is that they don't just deal with aspects of heartbreak in isolation, they deal with the prospect of a repeated heartbreak when you see that person again at a party in Stockholm. Fading Like a Flower is a truly magnificent song in that it deals with that eventuality. Every time I see you, I try to hide away, but when we meet, it seems I can't let go. Every time you leave the room, I feel I'm fading like a flower. It's powerful in that it speaks of the physical reaction within Marie, within us all, when we're confronted with a painful episode from our past. There is that possibility that she will get over it in time, but for the moment being, she's still haunted by him, unable to contain her grief.
Alone.
See, what did I tell you? I told you there was depth. I told you there was agony in Roxette. I'm about to go, but if you're inspired to share your consequential lyric, I really, really encourage you to do so, because I'd love to hear your story. But for now, I'll leave you with a Roxette song that isn't so unbelievably tragic. This is Always Breaking My Heart, a song that Purr wrote for Belinda Carlisle in 1996. It's a little bit like the Queen song It's Late, in that it details a dysfunctional partnership that almost borders on the farcical, yet it's framed in such a way that it sounds completely uplifting. So I'm leaving you on that note. Despite the despair that I've highlighted to you, there's still tons of love to be derived from these songs. See you later.
Is this what you want? Every finger points at me. I'm eating your words, but are they really here for me? I've tasted before. Crashed at my door. You're bringing some hard stuff, baby. So when you need me in the middle of the night, I won't be there, 'cause you're always breaking my heart. You're always breaking my heart. You always tear it apart. Yeah. So take off your shades, go get down on your knees and pray. But no powers from heaven could ever take the darkness away. My love rides on life in my eyes. Love talks to the roses, but you bring them back, bad weather. And when you call me in the middle of the night, there's no one there, 'cause you're always breaking my heart.